I am nothing this morning without God. I'm just a dust worm of the earth. I'm just a man traveling on this road home. As the writers of old had said, we're just pilgrims and strangers, sojourners as we travel here below. But we're overly looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Our faith didn't just begin on the day of Pentecost. The faith of God, brethren, has been from the very beginning of time. From Elver, where did faith come from? Is it not of God, brethren? Therefore, brethren, listen, the day, as the writer of old had said, let us contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Then the day, brethren, if it was delivered unto the saints from old, are we not to contend for the faith, brethren, that we whereby we can work, whereby we can take that which God has given us to believe that there is a God in heaven, and put it to action. And brethren, in what you believe, brethren, by faith putting it to action, you can be saved by the grace of God. Therefore then, if it's of grace, it's no longer works, brethren. Today I want you to know that you cannot work your way into heaven. Listen to that Jesus said, brethren, no man can come unto me except my Father which sent me would draw him. Jesus said, brother, I am the door into the sheepfold, and if any man will come unto me, he'll find pasture, brother, and go in and out. The rest of God, brother, listen the day they saw for that reason under the law, and they had the Sabbath day, brother, that they were, brother, listen the day, but there was a rest that come, brother, when Jesus came into the world. He done the work of his Father and entered into his realm. If you've been born again, you've entered into the rest of the Lord, by being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. Listen today, brother. Friend, this morning, are you hungry this morning for the life of God to be shed abroad in your heart? Are you thirsting, people in the world? I know the day, if you don't know God, you're the miserablest man that I know. The world, by wisdom, they knew not God. Burn the day, but the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, and depart from evil is understanding. Do you understand this morning that Jesus is God? His arms stretched out, and he's beckoning unto you. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me this morning. My yoke is easy, my burden the light, and you'll find a rest under your soul. I've never had no rest in this world, brother, until I come to the Lord. Entered into that rest, and the old writer of the poet cried, a few seasons of peace I employ. They are succeeded by pain. Listen today, though weeping will do, but for a night, joy's gonna come in the morning. Listen, though your night seemed to be long, and the devil has got you beat down, he's destroyed your life here, and there is seen there be no home when darkness is surrounding about you, and you is no there is no way out. But listen today, I got good news for you this morning. There's a searchlight searching for you wherever you're at this morning. And he said the light will shine in darkness, and the darkness cannot comprehend it. Listen today, therefore you do well if you take heed as unto the light that shines in a dark place. Tell the day dawn and the day star arises in your heart. Have you ever had the day star arise in your heart, brother? Who is this day star that sprang from on high and had visited us and had brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sins? Through the tender mercy of our God, brother. That's how it come this morning, brother. It's through His mercy this morning that I live today and have my being. It's through His mercy this morning that He's calling unto you. Come, come. Won't you leave that world? Won't you come to me? I've got a place for you in the kingdom of God. I've made a place for you if you will accept it today. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, little children. But I'm going away, and I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. Listen today, church. Where is He at today? He's in my heart today. He's alive, He's alive. Though, brethren, the day they cried, crucify Him, put Him on a cross, and put Him in the ground, and they rolled a stone upon Him, and they said, away with this Jesus. Brethren, we got Him now. The old devil said, I've got Him now. Lord, 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 brethren, there's a God in heaven, brethren. There was a looking down. I had the plan, brethren, before the foundation of the world, Brother Hurley. On the third, in the parting morning, listen, there was a sound. Listen, come, as the clothes, they wrapped Him up, begin to move. There was a power, brethren, they entered into Him. Brethren, by the same Spirit that rose Him from the dead, if it be in you, children, it's going to quicken your mortal body one day. When the grave has got me down, if I don't live, brethren, hide me away in that grave till I wrap Him, and then remember me, Lord. Children, this morning, remember that God will never forsake you, and He'll never leave you, children. His ears are open unto your cry this morning. His eyes are heavily over you. He sees your weeping this morning. He hears your cry. He sees your tears this morning. Oh, God, though weeping endure, but for a moment, a joy's gonna come in the morning. When I be home, I'll be with the Lord, friend. Don't you wanna go, children? Oh, friend, the devil don't have nothing to offer you this morning. Just die, die, never die. But you. Jesus has got eternal life to give unto them that will ask of him. Asking you shall receive, a knocking it shall be open unto you. I thought of Jesus, Jesus when he come to the 5,000, and they've been with him all the day long, for 3 long days, brother. And he said, send them away. The disciples said, send them away. Give ye them to eat. Do you ever get hungry, old church? Do you understand the day that your Father loves you today, and he wants to give you the eating of his good pleasure today? Jesus said, if you give them to me, Father, we only have a couple, a little fish of him, and a little bit of bread, brother, 5 little loaves. Listen today, friend, what is that among such a great people? I don't have it to give today, but as my Father give unto me, I'll give it away, brother. Listen, brother. Jesus said, set them down in companies of 50s and 100s. I'll set them down, Remo. Listen, who is the greatest this morning? Is he that sitteth the mean, or he that serveth this morning? Jesus said, I come among you as one that serveth this morning. He come to serve you today. He's got bread and bread to spare in my Father's house. Listen. And they sat down, and Jesus asked the Father, Father, bless the bread this morning. Listen, and he blessed it, and they all ate and took up fragments. Listen today. Maybe 7 or 12 baskets of wall. But nevertheless, my brethren, but Jesus said, let us go on to the other side of the river, brethren. And they went down, and they entered into a little boat. Let us go to the other side, brother. I see as I come across the river this morning, Brother Hurley, I thought, I'm pressing on. I'm crossing to the other side of the river, brother. I'll soon reach my goal. I'll say farewell. There ain't one going home. There's a better way. When I wake in the light, set of five children, come on. Let's go to the other side of the river. Let's go farther on to the other side, brother, where we'll be satisfied in the land of heaven, brother, where trouble won't come no more. Here we have no abiding city, but we seek one of them, brother Carey. And while you're on the river of life, friend, and the boats are troubled, and the waters are tossing you to and fro, friend. Listen while he went to the other side, and when the storms come, brother, and the bow began to rock. Sometime, my boat begins to rock. Sometime, I don't know where to turn to. I'm like the disciple was, sister. Jesus, I care not that I perish, Lord. Jesus, wake up, we're going to perish. No. You little thing, why are you troubled so? Listen this one word from the Master this morning. Peace be still. And there was a great calm. If you got trouble in your life, Brother Corbin always got to say, is peace be still. Lord, this morning, Lord, when the raging of life rages, and the wicked one trouble me, and Jesus comes along, Brother Hurley, just peace be still, brother, and I can hear the Lord, brother, speaking. I never ever man ever spake like this man. There's none like him in all the earth. And he'll speak peace to your soul. I love him with all my heart this morning. I want you to love him too, friend. I want you to come to him. While you still have life, children, times are running out. Believe me, the word of God, the Bible says, there'd be a wicked adulterous generation. We're living in it today, friend. I've never seen so much wickedness in the world. I've never seen so much sin in the world as it was in Sodom and Gomorrah. Here we have it today, brother. He said in the days of Noah, they were eating and drinking. They were marrying and giving in marriage. They were buying and selling. All people looks and thinks about is getting gain in the world. But my treasures are not in this world, friend. But I'm laying up treasure over in heaven, when my record's on high, and my witness, it's in heaven this morning, brother. Where's your witness set today? Is he a testifying of you, Brother Carl? Oh, listen, I know each and every one of them that fear me from generation to generation. I've got their name written in my book this morning. I engraved them on the palm of his hand, brother. Does he look down and see your little face there this morning? Oh God, remember me, Lord. Oh God, I pray, Brother Lord, sometime, Lord, remember me. I'm flesh, Lord. Oh God, don't leave me here, Lord. My faith gets weak, but right now it's strong. And there are not enough devils in hell to convince me that I'm not going to heaven this morning, brother. But maybe I'll be like Brother Ivy. After a while, maybe a little child could convince me, and maybe I wasn't going, brother. And when I get home in the body, there's doubts comes on every hand. When the Spirit comes, he said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. That's the wisest I've ever could be, when the Spirit of the Lord is in my heart, and in my mind, and in my soul, brother.
Yes, it's all over me, Brother Junior.
Lord have mercy. I don't know, brother. I tell them I feel the best when all the floods begin to run, and I'm just a snotting and a crying and a praying and a preaching and a going on. That's when I feel the best, people. And you know something, it don't always come that way, brother. But I'm thankful that I'm a going to the other side, and I'm thankful Jesus is in my boat, and I'm just traveling along, brother, like the apostle was. And they went on to the other side, brother. And you know, when you're sailing along and Jesus is in there and everything is smooth, yeah, Everything's not all right, brother, on the other side. Sometimes there's troubles on this side of the river, but I want you to know there's trees on this side of the river and there's trees on that side of the river. He said, in whom the whole family, both in heaven and in earth, is named. Part of us is here, and part of us is gone on, friend. And I'm going to tell you one day, Brother James, in a sweet by and by, I'm going to be, if the Lord tells he's coming, I'm going to be part of them that's gone on. I don't know, I'm like... Brother Barry's gone, 45 years old, brother, and he's at rest today. So today, though you live to be 100, it's just going to be a short time. A short time for you. Children, if you don't know him this morning, don't let the lies of the wicked one tell you anymore that you can't go. Don't let him tell you that you're having a good time. I want you to know there is no peace, and there is no joy, and there's no high like there is in the Lord. But you can't hold to God with one hand and hold to the devil with the other. He said, you cannot serve two masters. You'll love the one and hate the other. Listen today. Listen, man must fall out with sin and call upon the name of Jesus. But he said, though your sins be red as crimson, he said, I'll make them white like wool, and though they be as scarlet, I'll make them white as snow. Brother, I want you to know that this blood of Jesus Christ, though such were some of you, murderers, adulterers, fornicators, liars, lasciviousness, whatever you might have been, you was guilty of the least, you're guilty of the whole. Brother, listen, but such were some of you, but now you're cleansed, brother, and now you've been washed by the blood of the Lamb, brother. That blood that came down on that day that was foretold of old. Listen, my little brother the other day asked me, do I believe anybody was going to die in the millennium? I said, you don't want to know what I believe, friend. But he impressed and pressed on. I said, I believe the prophecy of old, brother, that he would set up in the days of these kings one kingdom, brother, and he set it upon himself, and if you've been born again, you're born into the kingdom of God. Though there be many members, yet they are but one. I and the Father in me, I and you and me. That's where it's at today, friend. If you've been born again, he said the kingdom of God don't come by observation. They're looking for something to see with their eye. This kingdom of God is within you. And we've got a king. And he said, the writer of old said that there had never be a king perish from the throne of David. Well, I want you to know we got a king today sitting on the throne of David. Brethren, listen, and his name is Jesus. And he's sitting on not be left unto another people. But this kingdom shall endure forever and forever. And his people, he said, whom I made unto my God, kings and priests by his blood. This morning, and if you've not received the blood of Jesus, you're not going to heaven. You can't. He said, where I am, you cannot appear. But if you want to go, you can. But it's going to cost you your life, friend. It's going to cost you everything in this world. The things that you thought to be unto life comes unto death, brother. Listen today, friend. If you don't know him today, there's life in the cross. There's life in the covenant of life, brother. We're living in the covenant of life. The covenant of the law was a covenant of death, brother. He couldn't give life. But we're living in a covenant of life, brother, that a man can come unto Jesus with a broken heart and receive life. And Jesus said, and have it more abundantly, brother, in him. So I'm going to give away here. And brother, one here feels that Jesus has saved them and they want a home with this old church. You need to come and put your light on the candlestick. You need to tell the world what side you're on. Don't be ashamed of me. Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. Come on, come on, come on. That's just the way it is.
Thank you. keep my commandment and the day. Oh, to me, all and everything that I breathe, I praise ye the Lord, and because there is none greater than him and the day. Oh, to me, how many of you have waited and praised the Lord and the day. He first loved me, brother, today. No one we shed. I know greater love than any man had. And he laid down his life for his friend. Watch today. I'm come. Lord, Father. Lord, how many years have we watched? How long have we waited? Of all kings, there ain't but one king, brother, and there's one kingdom. And today, after being over here, that feel that God has come down in their life and made them a whole creature, and behold, all things become new. Lord, Heavenly Master, Lord God, how wonderful it is. Gosh, today, I want you to know this world is drawing to a close. Sissy, I know Sister Sterling, give her a hand, become a member of the church. I want her to tell what the Lord, she said, the Lord done for her. Sissy, what do you think?
I finally beat the old devil. I started to come up here. Your testimony. It's my testimony. You're not ready yet.
Sure.
Last night, I thought, when I was praying, I thought, you ain't going to do this to me no more.
Make a move, brother. Receive my sister, full on fellowship, and baptized.
Need a second.
Praise the Lord.
Be baptized.
Next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
A lot of cheers. Next Sunday.
You want to do it here over the fall? Where do you want to do it?
I want to go to
it. Okay. Let's drink fall. We'll do that. There ain't be anybody else. They cleaned that water up a whole lot. It's a lot better than it used to be.
Yeah, it's
thank you, Lord. And I know, Brother Arnold, we was happy to get you. And I'm happy to see some of Brother Junior's family becoming complete. And I'm so happy for you. Bless his name today. If you're here today and you're lost, you don't have to be lost.
That's right.
You don't have to be lost. You can be saved. You can
right
be found,
now.
Brother.
Right now.
And I believe in instant
right
salvation, brother. I don't believe in an instant travail, but I believe in instant salvation. I believe today that when God gives it to you, brother, it's a package deal, brother, and I've got it all.